called Talking Drug Score. I ain't talking about drugs that you can buy in the store. No, sir. I ain't particularly too proud of this store, so let's just consider there, Darren, that's between you and me. It so happened that on a Saturday afternoon, I got feeling kind of weary and kind of weird, so I thought to myself, hey, go find yourself some drugs, boy. Jesus Christ, don't be such a 80s boy. Get out there and find yourself some drugs. No Duran Duran night. Woo! So I walked down to Dundas, up Church, y'all. And then I walked down Dundas for a little while until I got to Parliament Street. Jeez, it was hot that day, about 30 degrees. So I walked up and down Parliament Street, looking for just a little bit of weed, so I could smoke up my crazy mind and pass away all my lonely times. Well, if you've been to Toronto around Cabbage Town, you might know that there's this little inlet on Parliament and Gerard. All kinds of crazy motherfuckers hanging out there. There's a crazy Indian woman in a wheelchair swinging at the top of her lungs. Jesus fucking Christ, you motherfucker! Not a me. Just screaming up at the Lord above. Jesus Christ, you motherfucker! Well, who can blame her? Well, so anyway, I was sitting in this park looking all fucking Mac Daddy bullshit, yeah. Ain't no one took me for no sucker sitting there. My new shoes and my cut-off jeans. Bought myself an orange pop, looking conspicuous. Well, this kind of glassy-eyed individual, the gentleman, he walked up to me, said, "What the fuck are you looking for, man?" I said, "Looking for a little weed." And he says, "You want 20? And I said, "No, fuck, man, that's too much." And I said, "I just want 2 grams. He said, "Yeah, that's 20 bucks. Yeah! I think that's when he knew he had me. So I wait for the next half an hour. He comes back with 2 packages wrapped in tin foil. I hand him out $20. Hell, I ain't got no reason to doubt him. He might be a crackhead, but he's okay, yeah. Well, imagine my surprise, Darren, when I got home and it was 100% De Maurier tobacco. For 20 bucks? Oh! Well, what could I do but I got on my bike and rode Dundas until I got to Parliament. Riding on the sidewalks mostly, past the African neighborhoods where beautiful women have their babies in strollers. Children smile up at you and don't bat an eye as you ride on by. parka. And that crazy woman in the wheelchair, she's still screaming along. And there's all kinds of men there. There. Hanging around the fountain. God, it was hot. Hanging around the fountain. Oh my God, it was hot. One guy jumped in backwards and threw his shirt off. I didn't see my guy. This friend came up. He had a large scar on his neck. Jesus Christ. I don't know how he kept his head on there. It was funny because his eyes were all glassy too. And he says, oh, did you let that fucking crackhead beat you for that money? Oh, fuck, man. Jesus. You ain't some stupid fucker. God, you know he was right. So anyway, he said, look at I'll make you a deal. Just this time, since you got beaten by one of my friends, this time I'm gonna give you the deal. Look, you can score a dime off me, and all you gotta do is give me $5. I said, no, fuck, man, that guy beat me. Shit, I ain't gonna take that. He said, well, do you got a gun? No. Well, Jesus, fuck, he's got a gun, baby, and he's ready to use it. Woo! On my last night, yeah. So I go get another orange pop. Sit in the park, wait for the guy with a big scar on his neck to come back. Watching these crazies fumble around a fountain. He calls me across the street and I go and follow him, yeah. Walk down Parliament for a while, then through some side streets. Oh God, feeling kind of scared. We meet up with a gentleman, big white guy with a beard, and he's got an Eaton Center bag with him, and we end up in a old, dirty, down, low, down, lootin', tootin', ramshackle. Ain't no food smells coming out of this restaurant. I don't know what the hell place this is. Yeah. He's a big motherfucker. Holy. He's standing about 29 feet above me. And he turns to the white big motherfucker with the beard and the Eaton Center fucking bag and says, what the fuck you got there? Oh, I see shit. He says, I got some stuff, and he's looking kind of scared himself, you know. I just wondering if I can get some shit out of this, you know? Fuck. All I want is $40. Well, that head guy, he don't need that tracksuit. You know, if I thought, I think maybe he got some money himself. Stashed away somewhere in a gun. So, while this is going on, guy with a big scar on his neck finding me some drugs said, hey boy, just give me. I said, no, fuck, man. He said, no, come on, just give it to me. So I give it to him. Well, he didn't make no money, the white bearded Eaton Center guy. And he says, well, I just need some drugs, just trade me some drugs for this. And the big tall motherfucker says, no fucking way, man, I ain't got none of that crack shit. I only do the weed. He said, I ain't doing no weed. Oh, so we hightailed out of there right after that white bearded motherfucker. And He was a very kind gentleman, as it turned out, because he started getting my bike for me. My white, chivalrous, shiny white, newly from Edmonton bike, and he started pulling it out for me, getting it all ready. But then when I went to get it from him, he says, "Hey, you keep your hands off my fucking bike." I said, "Hey, thanks a lot for getting that for me, but I really appreciate it, man, but, you know, that's my bike." And it's strange, but he didn't want to give it back. He started cussing at me, cursing, and pushing me around. Hell, I wasn't going to let go of my bike. Well, there started to be a little bit of fight. You know, and the guy with the scar on the neck getting me my drugs, he took off. $25, and there's a big motherfucker with my bike pushing against me, yelling in my face. I can almost get a whisker up from him. I don't think he's got no cologne. Bottle you got in your hand, because I had one in a plastic bag. He said, "I'm gonna smash it into your face." Well, that made me feel kind of bad. I said, "Hey, I really appreciate you getting my bike for me, man, but that's my bike and I ain't gonna let no go of that, sir." Did you see that bottle in that bag? Well, how would you like me to smash it into your fucking face? Since you put it that way. I just said, "You're gonna get that bottle, you're gonna have to let go of the bike." I had my thinking cap on. He pushed against me real hard, and I didn't let go, and he let go of the bike and hit the ball, and I ran the fuck out of there. Woo! I was out $25, and I still had my bike, and best yet, I still had my life, and I stood around Parma Street for a while, thinking I'm going to see that guy and smile at him across the street and say, "I'm the stupidest mother white motherfucker and half Indian bitch that ever walked into this hood." But I didn't see him. I just saw that big white crack-headed bearded man, bike-loving man, coming after me with a bunch of his friends. So I jumped on my bike and I got the fuck out of there. Jesus Christ, past the park where the old woman in the wheelchair was still screaming, "Jesus, motherfucking Christ." So I wanna tell kids out there, please, 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 please don't buy your drugs, son. Gerard and Parliament, buy them from your mom and dad instead, or just stay home like me and play your guitar. Maybe you would if you had a friend like I do. Maybe you could if you knew Darren Shaw. Maybe you would if you had a friend like I do, who's willing to listen to all my stupid shit. Goodbye, Darren, I love you.